Supreme Master Ching Hai is a world-renowned spiritual leader, humanitarian, and artist, who is also a devoted animal lover with 10 adopted dogs of her own. Having compassion for all beings, she promotes vegetarianism, meaning an animal-free diet, to millions of people. Following, Supreme Master Ching Hai expresses her feelings about the beautiful qualities of animals.
I read in the newspapers, I heard on the radio, I saw on TV, so many noble animals that they rescue people, huh? They rescue their own kins at the expense of their own life even. I think many of them, the animals, are so noble and so loving to their own kind as well as to other. And sometimes you see cat or dog, huh? Swim into the very dangerous river to rescue his friends. Be it a human friend or a dog friend or a cat's friend, they do that at the risk of their own life. The animals, they see danger, they still risk out of love. And that is the reason why we must be vegetarian. Because they are truly noble. They truly possess the human quality and a soul within them, just like ourselves.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has thus lovingly created a series of awards, including the Shining World Hero Award, Shining World Intelligence Award, and Shining World Loving Care Award, to honor examples of all shapes and sizes who have displayed remarkable courage, intelligence, and care through their loving acts of altruism. Today we celebrate a splendid horse from the state of Victoria in Australia and a wonderful canine from Warwickshire, UK, both of whom have demonstrated selfless love for the animals around them. We first start with the brave and angelic beauty, Paddy the police horse. Paddy, a Clivesdale, served in the Victoria Police Band for many years and appeared in various parades. Later he retired to a farm in Happy Valley, a town north of Victoria's capital, Melbourne, and was taken care of by Mike Salmon, who was a mounted police officer for nearly 28 years. During their time with the Victoria Police, the pair worked closely together. In February 2009, Southern Australia, including Victoria, experienced some of the most severe bushfires or wildfires ever. Mike Salmon's farm was unfortunately in the path of a gigantic blaze.
It was so tumultuous with all the noise of the fire, and never heard noise like it.
Yes.
And it was all around us because those fields in front of us were on fire.
Yes.
All those trees, all that part there 50 yards away, that was on fire.
Yes.
All that hill was on fire, and it was coming towards the house up that way.
Yeah.
And the back of the house was on fire.
Well aware of the dangerous encroaching inferno, Paddy's primary concern was the welfare of the other farm animals.
These are the animals that that were saved by Paddy?
That's the ones, yeah. Four sheep and two goats.
Mr. Salmon now relates the story of Paddy's bravery.
Paddy was in that yard down there, which that's his home yard, and all these fellas were in this paddock here. And the fire's flying around the place. So I let Paddy out, and he went up into his corner there where he looks out over the place. And I thought, oh, gee, what am I going to do with these animals? So I opened this gate and just thought, well, I'll wander about here. And Paddy came and got him and put him in that corner up there. So I raced back up to the house and I'm hosing the house down. And I looked out over the bank and here he is standing there with them all underneath him. He must have been there for at least 2 hours.
Yeah.
While we were up there trying to stop the fire getting onto the house.
Touched by Paddy's gallant act of shielding the others from the falling embers and intense heat, Supreme Master Ching Hai honored him with the Shining World Hero Award. Here is an excerpt from a letter of appreciation to Paddy, the chivalrous Clivesdale, from Supreme Master Ching Hai.
It is with great pleasure and admiration that we present to you the Shining World Hero Award. This award is presented in recognition of the loving, faithfulness and remarkable noble qualities you showed in protecting your animal companions during Victoria's devastating wildfires. A hero's salute to you, Paddy. We warmly applaud your heroic bravery and loving protection, even enduring hardship and oppressive heat for the sake of the helpless farm animals. We hereby honour and celebrate the heroic deeds of Paddy, noble-hearted Clydesdale and great equine protector. With best wishes and love, Supreme Master Ching Hai.
That's wonderful.
On Paddy's behalf, Mr. Salmon was presented with a Crystal Award plaque.
From Supreme Master Ching Hai, for Paddy the noble-hearted Clydesdale, in recognition of heroic faithfulness, warm companionship and loving assistance, providing a shining example of the wonderful, wondrous courage, loyalty and intelligence of our equine companions, with compliments and gratitude for your gallant display of paternal care and protective concern.
Wow. Incredible.
Mr. Salmon and Paddy were given a selection of Supreme Master Ching Hai's DVDs and CDs and her international number one best-selling books, The Dogs in My Life, The Birds in My Life, and The Noble Wilds. On Paddy's behalf, Mr. Salmon also received a check from Supreme Master Ching Hai for $1,000.
This is just incredible. Thank you very, very much.
Sadly, our friend Paddy departed this past September. We send our deepest condolences to Mr. Salmon and all others who knew Paddy. He will truly be missed. For his valor during the wildfires, the Albury, Australia branch of the Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals has now posthumously nominated Paddy for a Purple Cross Award, a recognition given by the Society to animals for bravery. When we return, we will feature another story of love. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, for our program commemorating two heroes, Paddy and Jasmine, who have shown selfless love for the animals around them. Jasmine, an abandoned greyhound, was taken to recover at Nuneaton and Warwickshire Wildlife Sanctuary in Warwickshire, England, after she was rescued by police in 2005. Her condition soon improved. To this day, she immediately takes care of any orphaned animals that arrive at the site and is always eager to greet visitors, especially children. Jasmine showers the baby animals with motherly care and comfort and keeps them clean and warm, which is most beneficial for their healthy development. Over the years, she has been surrogate mother to 5 fox cubs, 4 badger cubs, 15 chicks, 8 guinea pigs, 2 puppies, and 15 rabbits. Jeff Grucock, owner of the sanctuary, comments on Jasmine's wondrous ability to easily connect with other species and understand them.
I think like a lot of animals, they know more about animals than what the humans do. They have better contact, they have better feeling. So when you've got an injured animal, a fox or a badger or anything like that, she's got a different approach when she walks up to the animal. She doesn't go running up, tail waggling, head down and say, "Look, come play with me, I want to be a friend." She goes up gentle, she moves in gently, she knows that animal is injured, and she seems to know it's going to get treated. And with certain animals, she sat with them and gave them a lot of affection, and she just helps them along. She's got that sense.
When Jasmine first arrived at the sanctuary, she was not in good health.
When Jasmine came in, she was really bad. She was thin, her coat was matted, so obviously we had to have a medical checkup on her. So we called a vet in, Roger. He checked her over, getting all the treatment, and then he actually looked around the sanctuary, and and then he sponsored it for all our wildlife. All the wildlife is free of charge.
For his benevolence in looking after Jasmine and providing charity care to the animals in the sanctuary, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring veterinarian Roger Coley with the Shining World Compassion Award, gifts, and $5,000, a symbolic share of her love. Once Jasmine was healed, she returned the kindness shown to her by looking after the sanctuary's new residents.
Now she's actually taking care of many species that aren't her own.
I mean, we've lost count how many birds and animals she's actually cared for. It's just amazing.
And really all sorts of animals.
All sorts of animals, badgers, foxes, deer, all different types of birds, rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters. She just sits with them. She play with them or just give them love. She starts licking them.
Sanctuary Deputy Manager Stacy Clark shares a story about Jasmine and a little deer called Bramble.
Bramble was found in a dog walking area. He was only 2 weeks old. The two men that found him brought him to us. He was unconscious and really, really weak. We put him in our incubation area and Jasmine actually walked in and started licking him. She lay next to him and he actually started to come round. Obviously with the heat, but then Jasmine gave him the comfort and secureness that he needed to feel happy. It got to the point where she actually helped Bramble to stand up and get more strength. And Bramble used to follow her around because we feel that Bramble just looked up to Jasmine as his mum. And he just followed her everywhere. And if it weren't for Jasmine, we don't think Bramble would have survived.
For Jasmine's conscientious care for other animals, Supreme Master Ching Hai honored her with the Shining World Loving Care Award, along with $200 in vegan green bone dog treats and $5,000 in vegan food for the animals in the sanctuary. The following is an excerpt from the kind-hearted letter to Jasmine from Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Dear Jasmine, it is with great pleasure and gratitude that we present to you the Shining World Loving Care Award. This award is presented in recognition of your loving care and attention towards your extended animal family that has provided us humans with a beautiful and touching example of harmonious living and for bringing much comfort and relief to your fellow beings. Your compassion and heartfelt concern towards new arrivals at the Nuneaton Warwickshire Wildlife Sanctuary is inspirational. Sensing their fear at the new surroundings, having recently experienced trauma and lost yourself, you quickly befriend them with motherly care and comfort. Your sympathetic and kind nature impels you to respond with affection, immediately greeting them with a loving kiss and a cuddle. For providing exceptional care and comfort, uplifting and brightening the lives of your adopted children, and for being a tender and noble role model, we hereby applaud and celebrate the great loving deeds of Jasmine, mother and friend to all. Best wishes and love, the Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Jeff, we've got here for Jasmine the Shining World Loving Care Award from Supreme Master Ching Hai for the warmth and love she's brought to your sanctuary.
That's absolutely fantastic. Thank you very much indeed. Ooh. Such as.
To close, the beautiful examples of love, altruism, and benevolence demonstrated by Patty and Jasmine show that our animal friends not only deeply care about us, they also truly care about each other, irrespective of species. We have enjoyed your company on today's Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. May all beings on our planet be honored and treasured.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.